This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei. For a lot of people in South Florida, getting a COVID-19 test starts with rolling down their car window. Wait times at some of those drive-up testing locations can be measured in hours. Some walk-up testing sites have also been opened to help serve people who may not have a car, the ability to drive, or the time to wait for hours. One is in the historic Sistrunk neighborhood in Fort Lauderdale. It's named for Dr. James Sistrunk. He was a pioneering black doctor who helped start a medical facility for black patients in the late 1930s. Jermaine Smith Baugh is the president and CEO of the Urban League of Broward County. She helped to get the Sistrunk walk-up site up and running. She spoke with WLRN's Veronica Zaragovia.
Why was it so important to push for a walk-up testing site?
So what I knew is that many of our residents that may be challenged in the area of health, they may not have a medical home to go to, that they would be able to call, for example, their primary doctor and say, I really want to come in and get a test. And then the other challenge being that of transportation. So it just really seemed to me to be a logical course of action to say, how do we create equity and access? And that's really where we start from every day at the Urban League. Where is the equity in what it is that is being done? How do we create more access and opportunity for people to be able to make decisions for themselves?
And how is the testing going? Are more people getting tested since the walk-up site opened?
There have been over 6,000 tests done at the Urban League alone. The idea that they are able to be tested in their own community, and when I say their own community, meaning that it is in their backyard, and people are grateful. They want to be able to address this issue if by any chance they do test positive, or if they test negative, at least have that relief that they can continue, you know, with their life activities.
Tell us, what are the health disparities in this community in Fort Lauderdale?
We can't think about health outside of the social determinants of health. So although pre-existing health conditions such as diabetes, hypertension, sickle cell anemia, and other chronic diseases clearly play a very important role in the impact that COVID-19 had and has been having on the black community. In addition, you also have to consider the economics of many of these communities. Many African Americans are working those frontline jobs, those essential worker jobs, so they didn't have the option to quarantine at home and still be able to receive their pay and move forward, you know, from a financial perspective. So they had to get on public transportation, all these other factors related to health. So the multi-generational housing and the homes in which people live, that's a housing issue around affordability of housing. That's why we may have more generations living in a home. And then in many communities, the access to healthy food, the access to things that would make living within communities a more healthy experience does not necessarily exist in communities of high poverty.
I recall listening to you speak on the opening of the site.
My parents used public transportation, shared rides to and
in April
work.
Via live stream. And it was a powerful speech of your own personal story. Could you please share with our listeners again what you told the public then?
So when we talked about the walk-up site, it's because my family would have needed the walk-up site. We did not have transportation that would have allowed us to do a drive-through. So that might not be my experience today, with three cars in the driveway, but I would have been that little girl who would have needed that option for her family. And I think if we just go to the humanistic side of who we are and being able to create equity and access and justice, just from a human perspective, that we will really be coming up with ways that would really be able to address the needs in our community. And for me, that's just basically knowing my own story and being able to share that with other people.
That was Jermaine Smith Baugh, president and CEO of the Urban League of Broward County, speaking with WLRN's Veronica Zaragovia. For more information about walk-up testing for COVID-19, please visit WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.